Strikes over pensions cause chaos in France. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Striking public workers brought cities across France to a halt on September the 7th. Thousands of people in over 200 cities went on strike to protest against the government's plans to reform the country's pension system. Union bosses said over 2 million people marched in the streets. Among those downing tools were teachers, postal workers, and nurses. They were also joined by private sector workers, including airline staff and bank clerks. The French have one of the most generous state pensions in the world, but officials said it is too costly and they need to make savings. The most controversial plan to cut costs is to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62 by the year 2018. French President Nicolas Sarkozy hopes his reforms will become law next month. French officials believe raising the retirement age by 2 years will create savings of 100 billion euros by 2030. French political leader Jean-François Copé supported Mr. Sarkozy's plans to make sure deficits in the pension system did not damage the French economy. He told Le Figaro newspaper, "All the reports conclude we're heading to this dead end." He reminded the French people that many other European countries have already raised their retirement age. In Germany, Sweden, Denmark and Spain, people do not receive a state pension until they are 67. Even if French people retired at 62, that is still below the average of 64 in richer nations. Enda Fersi, a passenger at a Lyon train station, did not agree with the strike, saying, "I'm just getting tired of this, because this is not the first time."